today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I was into it and watching games because we were living through your passion. It's infectious.
You live through people's passions.
Yeah.
You're better people than I am. Let me just say.
I don't want to say anything.
Goodbye, Dodies.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving, Michael.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We love you.
No, no, do that to a baddie. No,
no, no. No.
Well, I'd say you two are a couple of fiddling bends. Well, then I'd say we got business. Oh, you say we got business, do you? Yeah, I'd say we got business. I'll tell you right now.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Greetings and welcome to what is traditionally the heaviest travel day of the year, ladies and gentlemen. If you are traveling like our friend Oscar Santana is, I wish you the very best of luck for smooth travels. And I'll be honest with you. I think over the years, maybe, here's a positive, it might have gotten a little better.
Well, I know
it might
this.
Have gotten a little better, like in airports and things
the
like
roads
that.
The roads in today, deserted both sides of the Beltway, virtually devoid of people. So,
well, that's good. That's
that
good.
Is great.
We'll see what happens with that. Before we do anything, we talk about the travel day and your Thanksgiving holiday, which we will touch on. I want to get this off of my chest. And I want to say to... I process a lot of feedback from listeners. I read it. I pay attention to it. Some of it I get mad at. Some of it I discount. Some of it I take to heart. But what I do pay attention to is trends.
Yes.
And I am here to say that over the last week or so, there were a couple of things that I commented on. I kind of gave Bill Maher some support about the whole comic book issue. And I got a lot of people that were upset about that. Mm. And then I also commented about watching Star Wars with my son, and I said that was overrated, and I got a lot of feedback on that as well. And it occurred to me, I did a moment of introspection where I was kind of, which I do, believe it or not, I'm not like some of these guys.
You're not a monster.
Well, you don't, you have, listen, in this business, what people want, a lot of people want you to never yield. They want you to be the guy, but I'm not doing that kind of show. I'm doing an honest show. Doing a show where we talk about our foibles and our problems and everything else. So this is where I went with it. I remember on this show in the past where things that I'm passionate about, like hockey, for example, were dissed. And I know how it feels. So I completely empathize with the people that will say, you know, they'll be defending what they like. And you know what? They don't have to defend it. They don't have to defend what they like because I get it. And I understand how that feels. And I understand how hurtful that is. And I really, really do. Rarely do I like to come in here and start a show with something that isn't all that big a deal, but it's something that I get. And I wanted people to know that when you're...
Is this the spirit of Thanksgiving, do you think?
No. No, no, it's just the
spirit
of
Christmas past.
No, it's the spirit of me
remembering.
Is it the
spirit of St. Louis?
No, it is the spirit of me remembering what it's like when you have a passion for something.
Yes.
And somebody poo-poos it. And in my particular case, it's most often sports.
Uh-huh.
And it sucks. And it feels really, really bad. And, you know, and it really falls into this category. And this is where the people that had their feelings hurt by me, where I want to reach out to them and tell them I get it. Because I know that the attitude that they have is, hey, it's what I love. Why can't I love what I love?
Yeah,
now,
why
I wrote
do you
this
hate
down.
What I love?
Why do you hate what I love? And really, I think it's important to point out that we're filling an hour and a half every day.
Yeah.
That if I don't
bitch... We're not filling, we're entertaining.
Hey, we're not filling, we're killing. That's a couple.
I understand the Star Wars people. I understand the comic book fans. Now, with the furries, it's a tougher sell for me. It's a tougher. I'm not necessarily going to yield on the furries because that's
Mike. Don't yield to the furries.
I don't. But it also. It listen. I am also more than aware of the fact that you can be a comic book fan and somebody who still reads comic books and be, you know, a rocket scientist at the same time. They're not mutually inexclusive. This is what I wanted to explain. In this day and age, I really feel, my father said it when he was alive, God rest his soul, that we are getting more childlike, and that's what I had said. But I in no way should I connect that necessarily with the comic book fans, because there are plenty of comic book fans who, in all other aspects of their world, are mature,
fully functioning,
rational people, and so I get that. And for Star Wars, I know that you've been watching some people watched that from the very beginning, and that's a memory from when they were kids,
and they like
that, and it doesn't necessarily correlate with society crumbling.
It's the same way I feel about Jessica Hahn and Playboy.
Explain that. I'm curious about that.
Like, my perversion started at an early age, Mike. Mm-hmm. And I remember finding that Playboy.
Never thought she was all that. I'm not trying to diminish you, but I never thought that Jim Baker's squeeze was all that.
She was topical.
Yeah, I guess my point being is, there is, when I see a Playboy, even to this day, while it's not a relevant brand the way they used to be.
Unfortunately.
I still.
Great jokes.
I still.
I'd love them to. Really? You remember the joke? You really think they were great jokes?
No, not really.
That's why you're a virgin until you're 25.
I had a child when I was 25.
That's the one time.
Slipped it right past the goal.
I run to it because I remember what it felt like to open up a Playboy.
Yes. Right? And it's a childhood memory.
Yeah. And it's not the type of memory that most people are like, oh, I'm into Playboy. I have to find the latest issue. But if it's out, I'll pick that over any other magazine that's out there.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's important for me once in a while to say I get it and I understand it. And listen, I was not inundated with this, but there were a couple of people and they were passionate about it. And this is not the people, by the way, that go, Mike's been awfully angry lately. No, I'm angry. I'll be angry till they put me in the casket. If you can't handle that, blow me.
Yeah.
But let me just say, to be fair,
Mike, being angry is your passion.
Thank you. But it's exactly comic book passion. Like if you're like a Silver Surfer guy,
yeah,
you look. That's the connective tissue to your childhood, just like the Boston Red Sox would be my connective tissue. Yes. So I don't diminish it anymore. And it was foolish for me to do that. And so I'm here to say, not because Bill Maher is getting attacked about it. Bill Maher, let me explain what I think is going on with Bill Maher. Bill Maher sees everything that happens in the world and where we are now with name calling.
Right.
And with the president of the United States and saying things like, he's a bad guy. You're stupid. You're ridiculous. Lock her up. All that. He sees that and he thinks that we're behaving more like kids. And he thinks there's a connection. If Bill Maher was the kind of guy who would yield, Bill Maher doesn't do that.
He doesn't yield.
Because he's a pundit. He's like Rush, and he's like Sean
Chris
Hannity.
Freights.
Chris Freights.
He's exactly like Chris Freights. I don't do that. I really think sometimes I reflect on stuff that's said, and I really think it's important to think about it and understand. And I thought about it a lot. I was sitting there going, why would someone? And then I said, oh, my God, it's their passionate thing.
Yeah.
And then, look, and I also get it when people say, some of the movie franchises we've watched are connected to that as well. And that might be, even somebody who doesn't read comic books might be a fan of comic book based
movies. I'll give you the best example.
Is it Jessica Hahn again?
At least for me, no. But okay. But they have that Jim Baker, was it Jim Baker?
Yeah.
The movie coming out. So that's why it's top of mind. Mm-hmm. The best example for me, for you, Mike, is when we first started working together, even when we weren't working together, you would talk about golf. I knew nothing about golf. And
it bores a tremendous amount of people to absolute tears.
It didn't bore me because you were passionate about it.
I agree with that. You know, even when you talk like the Red Sox, you know, I am not a sports guy. But I remember, was it 2009 when they won the series? That year?
07 and 04.
To keep track all the championships.
07, 04, 13, 18.
It was the 07 run, I think. No, it was the 04 run. because you were so
the big one.
You were so into it, and I even remember
because I waited for years and years, decades of losing.
Even the playoffs leading up to it, I was into it and watching games because we were living through your passion. It's infectious.
You live through people's passions.
Yeah,
you're better people than I am. Let me just say.
Well, that goes without saying.
No, I think everybody.
Talk about RTJ, which I still don't know what that means.
Yeah. Robert Trent Jones.
Yes.
I thought he used to be our producer.
I remember with the towel on
his
shoulder.
Golf would be a great example. Carla cannot abide golf on TV. I'm watching it constantly on TV. Mm-hmm. But we might have a little golf in the show today, talking about the big Tiger Phil match.
As long as you're passionate, though, that's what gets people.
But here's, and appreciating that is great. And you know what? Everybody, this falls into the category of live and let live.
Sure.
And let everybody enjoy their moment. Some things that people share might not appeal to you, but they share it in such a way that it does it does impact you in a positive way. Some people share things that they're passionate about. You could give a rat's ass and you diminish it. And it's wrong to do that. And I'm here to say that I know that now. And I thought about it. And I know, look, I'm still going to have my opinions about movies and what I like and what you don't like, and it's going to happen, and I'm going to have my opinions about politics, and sometimes they're going to slide into the show, and you might not like that as well. But when it comes to someone who is really passionate telling me after I say the thing about Star Wars or comic books, I get it. I'm still not going to tell you that I won't do that on a regular basis. I probably will. I'll slip up and do that. But sometimes when I'm reminded that, hey, this is something that really, you know, meant a lot to me. This is something that I bonded with friends of mine or my parents or whatever. I get that. I remember my father bringing me a Buddy Rich album. There's 1%, one tenth of 1% of our audience that probably even knows about Buddy Rich anymore. But that is a huge deal for me. And I think it's all getting out of your own way, and at least when somebody calls you on it,
right,
being aware of that. And I wanted to say to the comic book fans, to the Star Wars fans, I completely understand your passion, and it's completely cool with me, and I hope it's cool that I'm saying this to you now, because I get it. And this was not so many people that I felt it necessary to come in here and stop the bleeding. It was not one of those situations. It was a situation where one or two people reached out, and I read these posts, and I said, you know, I get that. Or a personal message, and I get that as well. I completely understand. With that said, what I don't like is when someone is a troll and they slam the show and they talk about unsubscribing crap like that. That is the stuff I don't care for, because I don't trust it. And I think there's an agenda.
I think those people that are unsubscribing have already unsubscribed or never subscribed.
Or never subscribed in the first place. That's always the feeling.
I don't trust people like that, you know. And for
and
that,
you know what? They've got ugly girlfriends.
There you go. Well, not the guy that did it recently. In fact, his wife was really hot.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, anyone can rent.
No, this was real. Many pictures.
No.
I do a deep dive on anybody that does that. But I didn't like it. I thought it was trolling. I don't think she listens. But I'm not sure.
She certainly doesn't listen to him.
Yeah. Well, you know,
this is a huge step, Mike, and I really appreciate you're saying this. And I'd like to, at this point, ask if we could do a lengthy segment today on the Jerry Lewis telethon.
That's not going to be happening. That will never happen.
Sir, with the hot wife / girlfriend, please reconsider.
Yes, please.
Please reconsider.
Yeah, he's from Oklahoma.
Yes.
And maybe this is what he wants. Maybe that's what he wants.
Please, look, if you've got an attractive component to your family, we need more attractive people in our audience. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and our studio.
Yeah, yeah.
He's mad because he said he listed a number of feuds that I've had with
feuds?
People.
Like the
just
family
problems.
Feud?
Well, no, I value people all the time, but sometimes people piss me off. And people, it just happens. Just like you get pissed off or Rob gets pissed off.
Oh, you should have seen me steamed up yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
Not in the way of like, hey, I'm steamed up to cheat on my wife type of situation.
Not hot steamed
not
up.
Not steamed
mad,
up. No, no.
Angry?
Angry.
Then how do you explain?
Backry.
How do you explain the erection then?
No, not that way.
What were you angry about?
Well, Mike, when you start a new enterprise, such as a fruitcake enterprise.
Yes, a fruitcaking enterprise.
The Mike O'Mara Show Kitchens.
The baking was a 10. Like, that is a touchdown of touchdowns.
And one would think that the production of the fruitcakes would be the hardest aspect.
That is the hardest part. How does Chick-fil-A make every one of their sandwiches perfect?
Yes.
Right? Right. How is that possible? How did Rob do that?
How did I get the pickle on the center of every sandwich?
Yes.
You did it.
I did it.
And at every turn, people were asking, hey, Oscar, can I put this on your credit card? Because this is what we need for the business. And I'm like, we're going to need a thermal printer because I know that's what it is. So just go ahead, put it on my credit card. We're going to need it for next year. It's a capital expense for the businesses in the long run, right? A thermal printer, Mike, is what prints out the labels.
I know a thermal printer.
Okay. Why are you giving?
I'm sorry. Because I'm the CEO.
Yes.
Because I'm the CEO.
You're not here packing boxes, man.
I know I'm not. I know. You reminded me that 3 million times. Yes. I know. But I'm just, you know, I react like my old general manager, Sid Abel, would react when you hear that. You hear, you say thermal printer, good for the business. I understand that. I hear. That's what I hear every single time. I can't do it. I wish I could get out of my head.
You don't like to spend money.
Right.
Sid, I'm not charging interest on my card. I'm just charging what it's charged, all right?
I understand.
Thank you, Sid.
I sit there and I say, okay, look, man, what you do in any business is you need redundancies. You need backups.
Sure.
Buy two or three of these and we'll return two of them in case one of them is bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, boy.
Sid Abel?
Yeah. No. You know what?
This is Sid Abel.
Okay, very good.
You know what shows up? One printer.
Yes.
With the wrong labels. And one man on the phone with our good friends at stamps.com trying to figure out what's happening for hours. Mm-hmm. And I finally get the old rope around when I walk. We walk side. He goes, this printer is defective. And I said, well, now I have to reach into the bowels and the depths of my soul to solve this problem at 4 p.m. Imagine my
dismay.
That's
a bad time for stuff to happen.
Bad time for the back, bad time for everything else. So if you're watching at home and the YouTube presentation is static because I'm running it as we speak, multitask. You don't need all the people we think we need. Sometimes you can do everything by yourself.
Yep.
Right.
Right. Wasn't perfect at the beginning. Looks great now.
Are we handwriting the labels? Is that what we're doing?
I called our friends at Earthwalk Communications in Manassas, Virginia, who I know all they do is have thermal printers for days because they move around
the
world.
Your old guy there.
And I said, sir, we haven't talked in 5 years. I have an emergency. I have an ask. I am so sorry for cold calling you, but we can't do this anywhere else. Can I send Feeble?
Was Evan good to you?
It wasn't even Evan. It was the warehouse guys.
The boys in the back room. Nice.
The guys in the back room.
Oh, yeah. Evan wouldn't do it because Evan would see.
When
Sid Abel all day.
When you treat when you treat people well at every level, they do not waver. And by that, I mean, I remember back in the day, we'd all go to lunch. I'd buy them lunch. We'd hang out in the back. I'd help them do things. And that's just because that's my nature.
Yeah.
So as soon as I called, they said, what time do you want us to be here in the morning to meet your guy so we can print out the labels for you guys?
And they're doing it now?
Yep. Pony is in Manassas, Virginia right now printing out labels.
And it was amazing. Wow. They said, how will we know Pony? And I said, it's the guy with the black cloud over his head.
Oh, my God. So Pony's doing it?
Well, no. He has three other capable people helping Pony.
Who's helping him?
Three other people that work for another company helping.
Oh, another company. Earthwalk people. Okay. Those are the capable people.
When you said Pony is handling it himself.
But I felt bad for him because whatever's going on in Pony's life, and Glenda, when you see him on Thanksgiving, take him to the side. Take him aside and say, is everything okay? Mm-hmm. Because the amount of pressure he's putting on himself is not being put on by us.
Right.
We are kid gloves with the man.
Because
we know he can break at any moment.
Yeah.
Right.
So when I kid glove him and there's still no solutions and I have to call an employer that I haven't seen in 5 years.
Yeah. You're happy.
I'm not happy.
I know you're not.
You know what's funny is five years is also the amount of time Pony's been working on the labels.
This process started at last Wednesday.
We'll have here's the way it's going to work. I'll try my new dinger right now.
Okay.
We have the original idea created by Mr. Oscar Santana.
It didn't sound like that when I said
it's
it to you.
It's a glockenspiel.
No, what it is.
It's just been removed.
Okay, good.
It's just been removed.
Okay. All right.
Email me one during the show.
All right.
I need one. That's that is the Wow. It's like, boom. That's all. Boom.
It's like long the decay. It has to be. All right.
Boom.
All right. It was no, like no, the no, Hunt no. for Red October ping.
Yeah. Underneath the ocean.
Hey, remember that nice opening and then you were talking about being mad? Now I'm mad.
Yeah.
All right, let's start the damn show. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene
there
at
the
Pinedale Shopping Mall
Way
for
to
the
go,
big
Rob.
WKRP Turkey giveaway. So take it away, Les Nessman.
Classic
this is
coming.
Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center with the excitement is mounting.
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now the crowd is curious but well behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving.
If only I knew then what I know now.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Second, the third. There's no parachutes yet.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're turkeys! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! This is terrible. The
car is running around pushing each other. Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this anymore. No, I can't go in there.
Children are searching for their mothers, and oh, not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd...
Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. For those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkeys. Film at 11.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
WKRP in Cincinnati, a sitcom from years ago that really liked their laugh track.
They liked their laugh track more than anybody.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS from Portland, Maine to Spokane, Washington, from Washington, D.C. to Sacramento, California, from Botswana to Tokyo. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Alex Papp, the ding-dong daddy of NorCal Realtors. We love him. If you're in Northern California, Alex loves you too, and he wants you to buy a home. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year, so right now is the best time to buy. Let Alexander Papp show you how. See what Papp has on tap. Alexander makes it easy through the entire process. Plus, Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. You can wrap with Alex Papp.
Yeah, boy.
Alexander Papp, yes.
Rap, boy.
Licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on Northern California, so shut your yap and clap for Papp.
Yeah, man.
Stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor today, 916-276-2129, BRE 0198-6031, Prado Real Estate. It's a snap with Pat.
Good guy.
Yes, sir. I'm wondering whether back problems are contagious. I threw mine out yesterday with an ill-timed, ill-conceived golf swing, and I'm hoping that it'll rebound today. But yes, must be the season of back pain.
What so, hole were you excited? On?
The first one.
Oh no,
that's bad.
Got through to. Let me see. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Got through seven holes, and then pulled out because I couldn't stand the pain anymore.
Now, what you got to watch out for, one of the worst things for your back is lifting from low, and you have a big turkey. Don't be the guy that takes the turkey out of the oven. You'll screw your back up.
Well, I already was the guy that brought the turkey into the house. And,
but out of the oven is hard because it's you have a lower oven,
it's
right?
Down low. That's from, I always think of Gangs of New York.
Yes.
Low. Do that to a baddie. Low. Well, I'd say you two are a couple of fiddling Bens. Well, then I'd say we got business. Oh, you say we got business, do you? Yeah, I'd say we got business. I'll tell you right now. Well, then, this is Jack Johnson, and this is... I don't know what I'm doing.
You're mixing your movies.
It's a weird day. It's a weird day. Happy day before Thanksgiving on the holiday. Hopefully, everything is going smooth. Have you checked in with Ponyboy, Matt Brooks? Are we supposed to have this wrapped up by today?
Yes.
Mike, I've taken every motion and action available that if he messes it up down there, there is a plan B coming in at 2:00 today to fix his problem.
Is it an assassin?
God, Rob, does this give you any hope?
Oh, I'm very hopeful, but I'm frustrated. I will say that.
Why is he messing this up?
I will say that by nature, I am probably one of the most patient guys around.
I would agree with that.
And yesterday, I was irate because I have so much invested in this for it to bottleneck here. I was ready to punch a brother out yesterday.
We are close, Mike. This is not going to be messed up.
Now, you know I'm Irish, right? You know I'm Irish. You know what I require. Rob, do you know what I require?
Blame.
What do I require? Blame! Blame! Blame someone, please.
Do you truly want blame?
I want to blame someone.
All right.
I want to blame someone.
Let's do this then.
Pony boy.
Why is he even involved?
Stay golden, Pony Boy.
Pony Boy?
Smoke that cigarette.
Not anymore.
Puff, and if you smoke yourself to death,
you'll be happy. You'll be happy to know that
I blame
this has
him.
All been worked out. This
Good.
Has all
so,
been
yeah,
worked out.
But yesterday it wasn't.
Yesterday it was, let's figure out who has what and who we can call without feeling like complete jerks or idiots.
And also, there is a weird energy that I have found with Pony that yesterday really crystallized for me. He has an excitement when he brings bad news.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a fatalist.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's like Jimmy.
Yeah, a little bit like that. And you know what?
Right.
In small doses and stuff that can be easily fixed and is not time crunch, it's almost a little bit of a charming trait in people. It can be, but not yesterday. No.
That's the sound.
Exactly.
That's it. He likes that. And so now everything is, well, what's the latest?
The latest is he's
when
there.
When you're saying 2:00, when you're going to be on a plane, I'm now worried. I'm now very, very worried about
okay,
this.
Well, okay, well, I'll give you full context.
Right.
He is printing there. And if there's a chance that he somehow cannot figure that out with three professionals that just ship, there is another printer arriving from another source at 2 p.m. that will work with no problem. Now, will they be returned when they're done? Yes.
Of course.
It's not added cost. It's just
And the
redundancy.
Reason for this is the volume that we are shipping.
No.
Is no.
It's not the volume.
What is the problem?
It's the learning curve. It's a
Is there a learning curve? I would think that you put a name on a label and you send it out.
One would think.
One would think. That's the problem.
Yep. He didn't do that.
I blame myself because I've used this software before in my past life.
Right.
And
past life.
Unfortunately.
When he was Empress Tsarina.
I hurt my back. So I was not here to do it. But I figure somebody that knows code could have just logged in and figured it out.
Yeah.
So where does it stand? Right. Is he there?
Oh, yeah. He's printing.
Yep.
Okay, so he's there already.
Yeah, this has been.
Do you have a time when he's going to be, where this is going to be wrapped up? Do you have an idea of when it might be wrapped up?
I would say that everything will be at the post office by 5 p.m. today. He will be here by noon.
Yeah.
He will be here in the in the podcast village?
Yes, yeah, likely before
from
that.
From Manassas, mm-hmm. Virginia.
Okay.
Because when you go to a commercial grade shipping warehouse
facility,
it's not this dot matrix printer from the 80s.
Right.
The ass is just pushing out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And pulling in.
All right. Mm-hmm. This is also, yeah. And all right. I'm not going to get stressed. I'm not going to get stressed about
this. Because honestly, you haven't been here long enough or even dealt with the issues to be stressed about it.
I haven't been here long. That's what he really liked to say to me. You haven't been here long enough, rookie.
You mean like in the business?
You shouldn't.
No.
I haven't been here at all. But
it's under control. We've got a great support staff today.
For us not to bitch about it would be disingenuous.
Yeah. And it also
because he put you through so much yesterday.
Well, this is what's tough. And Pony, I hope you're listening right now in your car being miserable or whatever.
No chance he's listening.
Problem solving is absolutely necessary in life.
Oh, it's part of everything.
And problem solving is just as good as how quickly you're solving the problem. Thinking outside of the box, not just thinking of one store called Staples, thinking of Micro Center, thinking of Stamps.com. You want to think, if you just think about one thing, then just the one other thing, you're never going to get anywhere in life.
Have there been any fruitcakes sent out yet?
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
When
were they finished? When were they baked?
Well, they were
Monday.
The last of them came into Podcast Village on Monday. So,
but they were finished on Sunday.
Sunday evening.
Sunday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And it's Wednesday.
It is all
the,
day.
The coup d'état to all of this was when I said, "Hey, man, where's that thermal printer so I can start printing even with my bad back on a Sunday?"
Right.
He said, "They said they deliver it between the 16th and the 21st," and I said, "Pony boy."
Wow.
How the f- does that help us?
Wow. Okay. All right. I get it. This is the man. I was more attacked by the listeners about this man.
Attack me.
Than any man.
Attack me. Attack me.
Attack all of us.
Glenda, your son ordered a thermal printer with a shipping window date past the date of the days we were supposed to ship. Just think about that.
Imagine if you will. I say, I'd like to order some Christmas cards from you, Christmas card company.
They will be delivered between December 22nd and January 3rd.
Yes!
Guaranteed!
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 Guaranteed! So, yeah.
Is this Mercedes leather? No.
I'll put a pair of shoes on it.
But still, it blew my mind where I said, can you call the company and see when they're... He goes, they're not answering. I said, call back!
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, I get it. Now I understand. Yeah. I think now I've got a clear understanding of what's going on. And
you know what never happens on my ride home from here? I never call my father and just yell about my day until yesterday.
Oh, really?
I was that upset.
Well, I mean, out of all the people that should have been upset, and let me be clear, there was no yelling yesterday.
No, it was very cordial.
It was a lot of let's work through this problem. Let's use this as a teaching moment.
Mike, the voices were so quiet you could hear the teeth grinding.
Yes.
Wow.
So because I don't like to lead with I don't think that's an effective leadership style.
You know what? I am so sorry. I'm really, really sorry.
You shouldn't be sorry.
And you know what? It'll all be fixed.
Yes.
It'll all be fixed.
But it'll all be okay. It has to be.
It'll all be okay.
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
It'll all be okay after the first of the year. Let's take a break.
You can't order a printer you need after the date. It's supposed to be printing.
I know.
Unless you also order another machine, a time machine.
I get it. And then the blank look.
Well, now, what's going to be great is our listeners now have been signaled that they're going to enjoy fruitcakes.
Yes.
Maybe not on Thanksgiving, depending on their postal code. But definitely the day after.
Yes.
There you go. That's good. That's exciting. That's all we want.
Yes.
That's what we look forward to.
Pumpkin pie is more of a Thanksgiving thing.
That's
what
wonderful.
What about Christmas?
Also great at Christmas.
Yeah. Hey, it could be worse. You could have a bunch of romaine lettuce in your refrigerator. We'll take a break. And we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's an exciting new era for the Mike O'Mara Show with three exciting new partners, Walmart, Macy's, and Target. With this new partnership, you can buy almost anything. Be like Mike and buy a really big stopwatch. Be like Rob and buy Birkenstocks. You can get a douche like Oscar. You can buy Japanese dolls like Pony. Be like Nikki Diamond and pick up a lock. Be like Dan and buy fans in bulk. You can buy children-sized clothing like Katie. Be like Paulie from Brooklyn and buy, I don't know, some garlic bread or something. Just click through the new link and get shopping now.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Maybe you've heard about the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, but thought you couldn't afford one. Can you afford another restless night's sleep? Can you? Answer me!
What would you please answer me?
No, you can. Had it up to 100 last night with my back.
Oh, yeah.
I
love the thing. There's never been a better time to come into a Sleep Number store where it's the ultimate Sleep Number week, and you can save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side, so it's just right for the both of you. New beds are so smart. They are so smart that they sense your every move and automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. My Sleep Number setting last night was a 100 with my back. I decided to fix it. Carla's is a 65, and we love it. Why is he doing that?
I don't know what he's doing.
I actually have a live camera running off my phone for the production.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes.
Come in during the ultimate
outside the box.
Yes.
Sleep Number week and save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. And queen C2 mattresses are now only $8.99. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You only find Sleep Number at one of their 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the one nearest you and tell them Mike O'Mara sent you.
Thank you, Mike.
I had no idea. I had no idea that all that was going on. I'm glad that things are somewhat resolved.
And one other thing, I want to send a special super thanks out to Charlie Burney of Podcast Village.
Oh my God, Charlie Burney.
The original plan was to start taking the fruitcakes batch by batch to the post office on Monday.
Yeah.
Now, when you have...
That's what I thought.
When you have
last time I checked
X number of fruitcakes that are packed, you know, in their original baking material, packed in boxes, they don't take up much room.
You just keep rolling.
But when you box them individually for shipment, they take up roughly four times as much space. And so boxes for days at Podcast Village.
Yeah.
And Charlie Burney just says, hey,
because it's
you
not
know
a
what?
Big office.
No, it's not.
It's not a big office.
There's a part of him that kind of likes being part of the process.
Yes.
But I know that when he's doing a tour.
That third tour with like, and we have a podcast here that's doing a holiday giveaway.
When he goes from
lots
saying,
of tours, because that's how he gets business. He has people come in
it's a beautiful
and use the facility.
It's beautiful. Right. He says, this is a beautiful, high-functioning, high-def video facility. This is Studio B, where the world-famous Mike O'Mara Show originates. This is 1,000 fruitcakes, and we'd really appreciate your business.
Wow. And look, the number is not high. It's just the footprint of these boxes once they're built.
Yes, it's big.
It's big.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah. And you are everything under control with you now getting out of Dodge? Are you going to be, when are you going to be on a plane?
My mother in 10 minutes is arriving at my home in D.C.
Does she know you're not there?
Oh, yeah, she does. Okay. She's picking up my wife. Because she refuses to leave her car on the streets of D.C. And they are driving to National Airport. Without me. And they will meet me at the airport and hope for the best.
Are you going to Uber?
Wow.
I'm going to Uber over there.
Nice.
What time's your flight?
My flight's at 11 effing 40.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, I'm glad we started early today.
How about
that's
this?
That's a good thing.
We booked the flights together, my wife and I, after get the green light from the old man. My wife walks in. I think Rob was here.
I'm sure.
He goes, she says, all right, tomorrow's flight's at 4 p.m., right? And I said,
oh, God, yes.
4 p.m.? What do you mean 4 p.m.? She goes, when we booked it, it's at 4 p.m. I said, it's at 11:40 a.m. She goes, why do I think it's 4 p.m.? I was like, we're coming back at 4 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah.
How am I the only one that knows all of this?
I smell a drunken Wednesday. Like, now, can you tip a few when you get with when you're in the bosom of your brother's house at the appointed time this evening? Will you be able to have an adult beverage?
This is what's going to happen.
Yes.
My brother was kind enough to get a hotel room for Shannon and I.
Yeah.
Oh, you lucky bastard, yes. You.
So
wow.
So the baby goes to bed at 7 o'clock.
Right.
At 7:15, I will be out the door. And I will say, Shannon, we have two options. We're going to stay in the hotel bar and get blacked out, or you can go upstairs and I can stay down here and get blacked out. One of two things is going
to
happen.
Hey, you know what's great is you were just telling Pony you always need to have a backup plan.
Yeah, that is my backup plan.
What time do you believe dinner will be served on Thursday?
Oh, well, this is even better.
Okay.
Both my sister and brother, God bless them, my blood brother and my sister-in-law, they are working today at the hospital.
Right.
They are working tomorrow at the hospital.
Wow. God bless them. I mean, somebody's got to do it.
People get pissed about how much doctors make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Work on every holiday.
Yeah. And holidays are irrelevant.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
In the medical business.
Right?
You know what? As somebody who's been in the system, I think that's a great point. Because not only the people that are there, think about those people that have to be there. Makes me think I might want to do something. You know what? I can. And I might. Anyway, the idea of doctors that are out there slaying the dragon. And it's not necessarily, oh, you did it last year or you did it.
No.
Luck of the draw.
The same goes for radio board ops. God bless you.
Working every holiday. Every Thanksgiving until I was 27.
I was doing the math today. For me, it was 26.
I remember that.
Yes.
I was like, later.
Never a hot meal.
A salute to all the people who will be slaying the dragon on the holiday, which, by the way, am I correct when I was watching the Tube last night? This is a new holiday. This is a relatively
early Thanksgiving.
It's early. What happened is during the war, I think
1941, I think it was signed into law.
42 is when Roosevelt said it's always going to be the fourth Thursday in November to increase the Christmas shopping season as a boost to the economy.
All right. That's what it was. That's what it was.
While we salute the people, I would like to play, if I may, a brief tape as a tribute to those who are selfless enough to work on Thanksgiving.
Please.
Got it.
All right.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
He's obsessed. He is totally and completely obsessed.
Hey, give me some credit for waiting 41 minutes into the show to play.
When will you be enjoying your first adult beverage? Because, you know, the alcohol gets us through.
I would not rule out a beer or two at Fruitcake Central today. Not enough to slow me down, but enough to level me.
Enough to make you happy that you're here till 5 p.m.
But I do know this is that I went to Giant last night to lay in some Thanksgiving supplies, and Giant has a new Budweiser product called it's Budweiser Lager aged in Jim Beam barrels with a 6.2.
I remember, I've seen the commercials
ABV,
for that.
And I said, let's buy a few of these six packs and see how they do.
And so you're confident in the product, right?
When I got home, I said, let's just have one. Because I didn't get home until fairly late last night and still had to prep for a day.
You did. Well, we have a taste test.
Yeah. And I will say this, while the morning is still a Budweiser morning after, in which the farting is plentiful, the flavor is exquisite and worth the extra buck.
That's a rave from Rob Spielak to the Anheuser-Busch people.
And they have the retro little squatty bottles like a Red Stripe bottle, which feels great in your hand.
They win.
It's a great beer, and I look forward to having the rest of them tonight.
You know those little squatty bottles? My grandfather used to drink Schmitz.
Schmitz of Philadelphia.
Schmitz of Philadelphia beer.
The worst.
Oh, my God. Well, it's the cheapest, and he loved that beer. I love the little bottles.
I do, too.
What's also going to be a sweet moment for my nephew, who is now a year and a half old, right?
Uh-huh.
He's actually running around saying things, being cute. That's a real reason we're going up there.
Remind me, it's Sebastian. Yes.
To spend Thanksgiving with the family while he's little and a baby.
You got to grab that, yeah.
Is he'll see Tio Oscar. for the very first time, not just laid out because of his back, but laid out because his head hurts. And, and he has probably never seen that from his father or mother because they don't drink.
You can teach him the Let's Climb on Daddy game.
That's right.
What's that game?
But I remember what you said the other day when my kids, when they were little, both Catherine and Elizabeth. Elizabeth, who's on a plane just about now. She's flying down here.
Because it's Thanksgiving.
Luke Braun wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
I hope you have a nice flight.
But they used to, I was so wiped out, and this was not because I was hungover, this is because I was just lazy, they would walk on my back. That was the, let's play the climb on daddy game, and they loved it. They'd just walk on my back, and it would be kind of almost therapeutic, where it would take care of my bad back. But we know that you're going up there to surprise them.
They know you're coming.
They know,
right?
We're coming. It's 50-50 if they want us to come, because it's ever been a, hey, can't wait to see you guys. The last back and forth.
Because they're working their asses off.
And also the notion of them putting you in a hotel while it's a lovely gesture.
No. My mom and dad are going to be in their guest room.
Oh, okay.
There's not enough
space
room.
Issue. Okay.
They got us a hotel.
And then I would draw the remark.
So you will be, when they come home from their shift at like the regular time, 6 o'clock or so,
from my brother was, hey, Lauren and I don't get off till 6 p.m. Wow. What time are you guys getting in? And they said, and maybe 6, unless a call goes late, because if there's something going on, they might stay there till 11.
Are they not ER doctors?
They're anesthesiologists.
Yeah. They're anesthesiologists in an emergency situation.
Yes.
So God.
I've had calls from my brother on the weekends at 1 a.m. because he's just going home, right?
Right.
Because
something
went long.
I get it.
And I said, it's okay. We get in at 1:30. We'll Uber over to your place, and we'll hang out with Sebastian and Lupe. And they said, who's Lupe? I said, you got a Latin nanny, right? And they said, her name's not Lupe, it's Nina. And I said, close enough. We'll hang out with her. We'll hang out with her, and we'll hang out with the kid.
I envision them coming home from work in bloody scrubs.
No, that's how it works. It takes showers.
That's the ER. How was your sheep? And then they... Can you imagine what they're going through right now? The reason they're probably not enthusiastic because they're working in an ER on a holiday,
right,
on a Wednesday holiday, and when they get off of work, they've got to entertain family.
Yeah, blackout drunk T.L. Oscar is face down on the tile.
What they don't know is this, is that my mom, if all goes well with TSA, she has a second bag, a second piece of luggage, a Samsonite, full of what is going to be Thanksgiving Day dinner. A turkey, a smoked ham, three types of potatoes, six of each potato.
What is she taking, a steamer trunk?
Mike, I thought she was kidding.
It's the American Tourister thermal line.
But this is her Audible, because we were supposed to drive up initially, so she was going to throw in back of the truck.
That makes sense then.
In back of the truck, she threw in another piece of luggage.
I'm already looking forward to Monday's show when we get the full report on that
and
travel.
All day, I'm getting blown up on my phone when I'm dealing with thermal printers and boxes and fruitcakes and whatever else is going on in my back. No one cares about that anymore.
Right.
Oscar. Do you think they're going to let me take the cake for Sebastian's birthday party on Sunday as an extra carry-on? And I said, you're bringing a bag full of turkey and you want to bring a carry-on as a cake. You can leave it all here. We can buy it in Boston. Apparently, that is not the case.
Mike, meanwhile,
not going to happen. I can't wait to hear about this afternoon.
The overhead bin over 21C is leaking gravy.
All right, we'll take a break. Oh, my God. Oh, fantastic. All right, we're going to talk a little sports when we come back.
All right.
There's a big pay-per-view event that people are bitching about. So we'll cover the Phil Mickelson-Tiger Woods match that seems to be a little forced.
What?
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey, happy heaviest travel day of the year.
I drive a million miles.
Well, I still haven't proposed yet, Joe.
What's the matter? Fear of commitment?
Well, you know, half of marriages end in divorce, and the other half, some of those end in murder.
He's not going to kill you.
Yeah, but I don't want to lose half my stuff.
Half of your 2003 Sentra? What's that worth?
Not funny, dude, but it's $412. Check us out at robinjoshow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to Connectivity by Twine, the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. A message from Cornerstone First Financial. Interest rates are currently sitting at an 8-year high, and I want to take this opportunity to say they will go up again. Don't wait until it's too late. Go to Cornerstone. They will pay for your appraisal until the end of 2018. That's a $525 value. Ho, ho, ho. And at Cornerstone First Financial, they guarantee to beat any competitor. Some restrictions apply. If you're in the market for a refi or a new mortgage, do yourself a favor and call Cornerstone. And to all the people, Joe and everybody at Cornerstone, we say thank you for your business in 2018. We appreciate it. We give thanks for our friends in the same building at Cornerstone First Financial. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 202-625-1221 and tell Joe we said hello. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Ho, ho, ho for Joe. Here we are. You guys
thankful.
Seeing me and hearing me okay?
You look great, Mike. Fantastic.
I'm thankful for Tater. This time
Tater the dog. They have a dog in their office that is known as Tater. So there's for golf fans a big sell.
Sell.
Nah.
You sounded a little bit like Pauly for 2 seconds.
Amazon is no longer, so we got Target that time. You can Macy's.com.
Get a gift for your mother.
Walmart.com. Polarizing figure, Paul, for some strange reason, Paul. Right?
I do, too.
Polarizing figure He's on really the, great. You know, but the for the whiners. You know, by the way, I really appreciate all the fans saying, best moan of 2018, and then you'll get 3 likes. You know, Mike's a 587 likes. It's a strange world on that fan club.
Love, hate,
it truly
man.
Is.
Love, hate.
But anyway, so they've got this pay-per-view event. First of all, I didn't know until like a week ago.
Can you set it up for people that have no idea what's going on?
Phil Mickelson, great golfer.
White
Tiger
guy.
Woods, great golfer.
Black man.
That's right.
And so these two, they create this event that's going to be a grudge match, a match play between two guys, mano a mano, for all the marbles. And originally,
correct me if I'm wrong, didn't it start out it was going to be a network TV thing and then it went to pay-per-view?
I thought so.
That's
what I thought. And then they are head-to-head. And when it turned into a pay-per-view, there's a purse of $9 million, winner takes all. And I always thought this was going to be a money match with the two guys,
right?
Where they're putting up their own money. Now I know that's naive to say they'll put up their own money, but it's not naive to say nobody expected it would be pay-per-view on Friday when a lot of people will be working, and it's turned out to be they're getting some blowback on this apparently.
Yes,
and the most recent blowback was when they realize that these two guys individually, these multi-billionaires, don't have any skin in the game, pardon the expression, and they don't, they're not putting anything else of their own.
Yeah.
So they got that, and apparently they went to Tiger and went to Phil, and they said, well, you guys ought to wager, and that caused controversy and another blowback because it came across as super phony. I haven't heard it.
I've got the tape. This is from a press conference.
Right?
This is from the press conference. I have 2 tapes. Let's lead with that.
Two tapes.
And this is the side bet tape.
100,000 that says I birdie the first hole.
That's Phil.
So yeah. So that's how good I feel heading into this match. You don't have to take it. You don't have to take it at all. But
hold
I'm going to throw that
off,
out
hold
there.
Hold on. Hold on.
I'm sorry. I thought that was Mike saying hold
so
on.
So you think me. You can make birdie on the first hole?
I know I'm going to make birdie on the first hole.
Double it.
Oh.
Did you see how I baited him like that? Yes. Yes.
Cringeworthy. That's
200
right.
Says I birdied the first hole.
All right. Just water down the left. He likes to lose his golf ball to the left. It's a little flare out that he hits.
See, here's what you're missing.
See, these are
I'm going to hit a 2-iron.
He hasn't really thought
in
about
the fairway, and I'm a great short iron player. In fact, one of the best. Number one
if
on
hits
the tour.
Stat, hot, you like know, sometimes does. It's a little right, and it's hot. It'll be up against that tree, and he's blocked out, and so he can't spin the ball coming into that flag. Yeah.
And that's how I was able to bait you.
The thing about hearing that, the
so
thing that
phony,
keeps ringing.
You saw it, Rob. You saw the video.
It's just
I watched it as well.
Like they scripted it. But here's the thing that really bothers me. How could they not know that a pay-per-view for one of two really, really rich guys winning $9 million yeah. going to matter to anybody.
Okay.
I don't care who they if they wanted to make it right, $9 million to the charity of their opponent. Then you've got something to root for. But, I mean, and give them an honorarium for playing, but what's the point in this?
Disagree with both of you. I think the premise is sound for this type of tournament if you're passionate about golf.
Okay, I can see that.
Where I think they went wrong is two-pronged. One, one of you has probably met Don King in person. Has he ever come into studio to promote a fight?
I don't remember. I've seen Don King. I've been in his proximity, but I don't think I've met him.
When we were doing radio.
We used to work out together,
Chad and I were doing radio in Phoenix, Arizona.
Right.
There was a heavyweight bout that was happening at Chase Field where the Diamondbacks were playing.
Okay.
And Don King came into town a month beforehand and did the rounds to promote with the fighters. And we would be in a small sound booth talking about the fight. The fighters would be jarring at each other.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Don King is making his way into the studio right now.
Oh no kidding.
We have Don King. Don King has come into the studio.
Only in America, baby. Only in America.
There he is.
Hello.
Who's that?
Ram.
Hey, buddy boy.
Oscar.
Aww. Where are the duties?
Can we say goodbye, duties? You're not going to say that. You want to say anything?
Goodbye, duties.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving, Michael.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We love you.
You say happy Thanksgiving?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Who's coming into town today?
Elizabeth.
All right. That's going to be awesome.
That's sweet.
Is she fun to hang out with? Yeah.
What movie did we watch together?
We watched Star Wars.
Who was your favorite character in Star Wars?
I like the Star Troopers.
Stormtroopers. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the best.
Who's the big bad guy with the wears the black suit?
Dark Vader.
Dark Vader is excellent. I like the way he breathes.
We started to watch The Empire Strikes Back last night, but you didn't like that one as much.
Oh, it starts out very scary, doesn't it?
I like the other one.
He likes the original.
You know what? You will love Return of the Jedi because of the Ewoks. They're awesome.
Oh, Return of the Jedi.
Oh my God. Do you know what an Ewok is yet? Oh, you're going to love
They're like
the
a
Ewoks.
Million little teddy bears that live in a forest.
Yes, they're fun belugas that talk.
Is there anything you'd like to say to our listening audience on Thanksgiving? Anything you want to say? It's your microphone. You can say anything you want. Wait, don't whisper. You gotta say it out loud so people can hear you. What? Okay. He's whispering in my ear. What?
He's feeding him lines. Mm-hmm. Head writer. Yeah.
Okay,
Buddy
he wants
Sorrell.
To say goodbye. He wants to say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye, duties.
Oh, love you, Michael.
Love you.
Love
you. Happy Thanksgiving,
can you clean
godson.
That up for me? Thank you. Well, I'm doing
hey, you know it'd be great Thank if you could get a small Darth Vader helmet for Beluga. Because the breathing is similar.
Yeah. Oh, he happened again in the middle of the night last night. I don't know what it was, but it was like.
Briefly, how much time do we have left in this break? I don't have a clock.
We have 2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes. Just briefly. So Don King comes in. He promotes the fight for an effing month.
Right.
With the fighters at every radio and television station in the market, right? And around the country. These Fs come on one press conference and say, we're going to put $200,000 of our own money, and we're going to show you why.
Right.
What they should have done is this. They should have put their own money up for the purse.
Oh, absolutely.
And had a clause within the contract.
Right.
Whatever underwriter was involved, if those dollars were not made up in the pay-per-view dollars, that they would be made whole, so they would be taking on all the risk.
Mm-hmm. We will have to wait till Friday to see how it shakes
loose. I'm buying, Mike.
Are you buying
it? Yeah, because my brother loves golf.
I know, but I mean, I just don't know if I can pony the money up for that particular
the weird thing
because
about
they're
this,
not putting their own money up.
The weird thing about this match is Phil Mickelson, if you look at his history, he always comes in second. And what's weird is this time second is going to be last. I have one more
It'll
tape. Do you want to hear a brief tape of this is the fake talking trash from the press conference?
This is what sucked.
Right, can you get in Phil Mickelson's head? Well, I've been in Phil's head for 20 some odd years.
You know, I mean, there's no more trash talking than that.
Just look at the W total. I mean, it's just,
it makes your skin crawl.
That's where Phil should say, can you keep a healthy relationship?
You know what? If you want real trash
God,
talk,
that would be great.
You know what I mean?
You know, that would be funny. You know, we should take the next live show.
Yes.
We should have our
trash talking.
We should have our trash talk. We should have our trash talk press conference. That would be awesome. That would be great.
The winner of the birdie on the first hole gets to get hit with a golf club by their spouse.
Yes, some are more motivated than others. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. News you may not need. Coming up next, Julius to Hawaii 5-0. Be careful out on the highways and byways. Lots of people traveling to see Grandma. Aren't they, everybody?
Team OS Live 2018 was a rousing success in Las Vegas. The big question now... when and where will TMOS Live 2019 be? There's lots of opinions in TMOS Nation.
What about Spokane?
From Washington, D.C. to my hometown.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Pittsburgh.
Here we go.
Buffalo.
They have to come back to Vegas in 2019.
Down to Florida.
Wherever it is, whenever it is, you'll hear about it first on the Mike O'Mara Show. And the B-1s, led by Jolene, will be ready to party.
There you go. Yeah. Make sure we hear the laughter. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I live for it.
Brought to you by Grove Collaborative, changing the world for the better. Did you know 94,000 trees are... let me just get that mic right. Good Lord. Sorry about that.
Well, you adjusted for the youngster.
Do you know that 94,000 trees are cut down in the U.S. every day to make toilet paper and paper towels? That sound all right, guys?
Great.
You sound dynamite.
Stop paying to cut down trees. Try Seedling. 100% tree-free paper products made from bamboo and sugarcane. You got your paper towels from Seedling,
I also am using the toilet paper.
How is that?
Excellent.
Thank you. We don't need to ask any more questions.
No, just know that it's excellent. Thumbs up.
Okay. It's a practical solution to one of the world's big environmental problems.
Thanks for the tip in, Rob. Jesus.
It's one of the world's big...
of all the guys on the show, just that's not the guy that's going to tip in.
One of the world's big...
about that.
Environmental problems. Rob Spiewak's deforestation.
Yes. Mike, the meadow is bare.
I'm sorry, I know this.
Is it all seasoned toilet paper?
Can't Grove, go wrong.
Grove is our one-stop shop for household, pet, and personal care. And Rob's personal care staples.
I can't go on without it, Mike. I can't go on. It's a part of my day.
With price matching and 100% happiness guarantee, I can't read now. I know that I am quitting. I'm getting the best deal. Grove even beats other online retailers ever since I took my first shipment of Grove. I love this stuff. I've got Mrs. Meyers all over the house.
And
I've
how
got
great
their
is
candles.
It that, you know, something bulky like paper towels or toilet paper delivered to your home?
Oh, it's the best. Because you have to buy in bulk.
You do. You don't want to run out.
I swear to you, my house smells and feels cleaner. I love it. If you haven't already tried Grove, you need to shop today before this deal runs out. For a limited time, my listeners who sign up get an amazing free 30-day supply of Seedling. In Rob's case, it's 11 days, but don't let that dissuade you.
It is.
Grove's tree-free paper towels, toilet paper, and tissues. A free 60-day VIP membership and a surprise bonus gift.
Surprise!
When you sign up and place an order of $20 or more. Check out Grove and our special offer at grove.co/TMOS. Remember that website, grove.co, not .com, grove.co/TMOS.
It's tricky. Go to the website and click the Grove button. That way you get there the right way, I promise.
Rob Spiewak Seedling.
News!
Oh, no, news!
Boo! God. Oh, dear. We need the break.
Thank you, dear.
that saying age is just a number really means something to Hugh Jackman. His wife, Deborah Lee Furness, is 12 years older than him. He's 50. She'll be 63 next week. You know, this is a subject that is near and dear to my heart. They've been married since 1996, and even though it's kind of ageist, people have been questioning for years why he's with her. Yeah, it's a, you know what? People are such crap sometimes.
They are. They're dicks.
Well, he could basically be with any woman he wants. Yeah, okay, yeah, pretty. He could be with a pretty woman. Yeah, that's right. What you're trying to say. You're trying to say a younger, nubile, pretty woman. Well, Hugh picked up an award Monday at the Santa Barbara International Film Festival, and in his acceptance speech, he made it pretty clear how he feels about her. Here's his quote, and this deserves to be shared with everybody. "You believed in me when I couldn't. You've loved me with a passion and a depth that I didn't even know existed, and I don't think I felt that I deserved. You have pushed and encouraged me when I was scared to venture out. You have smiled me into smiling. You have sung me into singing. You have loved me into loving, and like everything I do in my life, I share this with you. I love you." Oh, so there it is.
Nice.
Hugh
Jackman. Fantastic.
And the other thing that's so great is he said it nice and loud so she could hear it.
Somebody transcribe that for me for next year's anniversary.
You have to remember the anniversary first.
Very true.
Drew Barrymore will go down in history as one of the most famous child actors of all time. But that fame came with serious pitfalls. Drew was smoking cigarettes by age 9, drinking by 11, smoking pot by 12, and snorting coke by the age of 13.
Yeesh.
So it's not surprising that she's dead set against her own daughters following in her footsteps. Olive is 6 and Frankie is 4, and Drew says, quote, "I'm not going to let them be kid actors. That's so not their journey. Can you imagine me being a mom who is pushing her kids out there? That's not going to happen." Mm-mm. But she adds, quote, "If they want to be actors later in life, I would be so supportive of it." But who can blame Drew with the... And, you know, we've had the stories about the child actors.
Yeah, all that brought us Poison Ivy.
It's true.
Sensual season.
But good for her for turning it around. She did that. What was it? Santa Clarita Diet? Or was
that
the name
of it? Is a great show.
It's a fantastic
show. You put me on to that. It is a great show. Netflix.
Very cool. New details emerged yesterday about the Sopranos prequel movie that is in the works. Did you know about this?
No, I hadn't heard.
No idea.
The movie is called The Many Saints of Newark, and it'll star Alessandro Nivola from the movies American Hustle, Selma, and Disobedience. He'll play Dickie Moltisanti.
So it must be Richie's dad.
Or isn't Christopher a Moltisanti in The Sopranos?
No, it might be Christopher's dad then, yeah.
Dickie never appeared on the original series, but was the father of Christopher Moltisanti, who was played by Michael Imperioli. He'll be a mentor to teenage Tony Soprano, whose father is serving a multi-year prison sentence. Oh. There's no word who'll play the young Tony. Younger versions of other characters from the series will appear in the movie, but there's no word yet which ones.
Can I issue a challenge, an on-the-fly challenge? How would a teenage Tony Soprano sound?
Is there no effing ziti then? I don't understand the whole. Did you eat the whole tray?
What
the whole tray?
What, sorry, Jerry
what
Lewis.
About a teenage Gandolfini trying to get into the Bada Bing?
Oh, with a fake low voice.
My father's in there, and I'm wondering if I can come in. Look at the girls, please. Well, this is my ID. This is my ID. My dad's in there. Come on.
And of course, young Uncle June will be played by the same actor, but in a wig.
Yes, exactly. That's exciting stuff.
Dominique Shitties.
Holiday burnout is a very real thing. According to a new survey, more than one of three people say they usually get burned out on the holidays at some point before Christmas. We didn't talk about it today, but for everybody out there, it is a holiday. But please, please, please don't put too much on it.
Yeah.
I think I'm
getting a vibe. No road rage.
I'm getting a vibe on social media that I've never seen before with people that are sad. Yeah. And it's a day. And then everybody goes back to their regular stuff.
I think we're at a weird baseline as we roll into the holidays this
year. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Also need to underscore going to our website and shopping for your holiday gifts through all our vendors on the website.
That's the way to feel better. That's the way to feel better.
Fill your day. That's good
and plenty.
Friday, Macy's.com, Target.com, all through our website, Walmart.com. Please
don't
do
fight.
That.
You know, it's going to be the coldest Black Friday in Washington, D.C., I think, in 50 years. Don't go out in that nonsense. Stay home by the fire.
Double Black Friday.
Yes.
I agree.
Double Black Friday. Double.
And I got another good Thanksgiving cute story for you right now. There's a 73-year-old guy in England named Deke Duncan, who's always wanted to be a radio DJ. So way back in 1974, he set up his own studio in a shed in his backyard. He was never affiliated with an actual radio station, though. So for 44 years,
wow,
he's been doing his own show and broadcasting to an audience of one. He plays it through a set of speakers in his living room, and his wife, Teresa, is the only one who ever hears his show.
Like college radio.
Is his DJ name Deke the Freak?
Deke the Freak. Back in the 70s, the BBC did a story on the guy all the way back in the 1970s.
He's been doing it that long.
Someone recently tracked down some of the back footage. Back then, they billed him as the radio host with the smallest audience in England. Anyway, he's been doing it as a hobby ever since, but still always dreamed of being on the actual radio, and now it's going to happen.
Yeah!
A BBC affiliate that reaches over 125,000 people a week is giving him his own one-hour Christmas special next month. They surprised him with the news during a live interview on Sunday. So, Deke Duncan, hello. Deke Duncan, there you go.
Why does this remind me of, is it The Maze?
The guy, yeah, right? But The Maze didn't have any listeners.
Got it.
This guy has one.
Is this Linda?
Yes, hello. Have I had fun with you? And now, a little something. There's a 36-year-old woman named Charisse Jones from Bath, Pennsylvania. Last week, her 12-year-old son had a dentist appointment, and he did not want to go. And he was so against going that he climbed under the hood of his mom's car. Mm. So what did she do?
What?
She started driving anyway.
Hey!
But instead of going to the dentist, she drove 2 miles to the police station on streets where the speed limit was 40. Apparently, what? Because she hoped they would help her convince her son to go to the dentist. But when she got there, the cops weren't interested in helping with the dentist argument. They were interested in busting Charisse,
yes,
for driving 2 miles with her son on the hood.
Ugh.
She was arrested, and she was charged with child endangerment and reckless endangerment, and she's going to jail. My only question, I wonder if when she was booked, they did a cavity search. Hey, I wonder when she was booked. Was this her first time in jail? I hope she knows the drill. I wonder if this was her first brush with the law. All I know is she'll have a lot to chew on this Thanksgiving. I think there might be more to this mother-son relationship. I hope they get to the root cause. That's it. I can't think of another quip. Get a quip sponsor. There you go. Jesus, I'm out. Enjoy your turkey. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. Mm-hmm. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Finish line, Mike. Finish line.
Finish line. This segment of the program brought to you by our TMOS holiday shopping page. Go to Macy's.com.
Yeah.
Target.com. Walmart.com. Everything you could buy at the big store on Fifth Avenue. Macy's is at 34th Street. You know,
yeah,
you're going to watch
Fifth
that
and 34th,
show.
Yeah, sure.
Macy's has been your department store destination for over 160 years. Now it's even better because you can shop from your home with Macy's.com through the Mike O'Mara website. When you access the site through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. That will definitely put you on Chris Kregel's dice list.
Oh.
No crowds, no hassle. Just point, click, buy, and support TMOS. Just make sure to access Macy's through the banner on our website. Please do that. You can't miss it. If you need it, buy it right now.
When?
Yes. Yo. By clicking Macy's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Costs you nothing. Means the world to us. Macy's and TMOS, perfect together.
Could I get a little bada bing, please? Thank you.
Thank you very
My
much.
My father's in there.
Let's open up the audio vault for today, the day before Thanksgiving, heaviest travel day of the year, Wednesday, November 21st. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
Thanksgiving Day.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, and Lady Gaga, too.
Happy Thanksgiving, little monsters. I love you so much, and there's nothing that I am more thankful for than having you in my life.
Gaga, hydrate. Hydrate your throat.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds a bit dry there.
I don't know. What's that sound like? I can't get it.
All right, Mike. Friday is Black Friday, and everyone's looking forward to the shopping. However, I've got something else that I'm excited about.
What's that?
I'll just play you the tape and tell me, we've played tapes of this guy for years.
All right.
Has he ever sounded this bad?
Hi, everybody. Larry King here. I got a big announcement I want to share with you. As you know, I've spent over 60 years interviewing the world's most influential figures like Nelson Mandela, the Dalai Lama, Michael Jackson, Oprah Winfrey, Madonna, Lady Gaga, LeBron James, on and on and on.
When I was watching this, the one thought I kept having was, this is the take they used.
I know. I know. Larry, what is Larry now? 85
Gotta
or something
be 85,
like that?
I think. Yeah. Let's,
85.
Let's go back to the good. This is the good one.
Now I'm doing something I have never done before, but I can't give it away just yet. I'll be releasing all the details on Black Friday, November 23rd. If you'd like a reminder when I go live with my announcement, just comment King. That's K-I-N-G in the comments below. And I'll see you bright and early on November 23rd. And trust me, you do not want to miss this.
I have an inside scoop. What the announcement is on Black Friday, he's going to jump into a hole. And they're going to bury him.
Is it not? It's not money, right? He's got all his money.
He's got
I think
he was
divorced a little bit. But,
no, but all
know.
That's the divorce
but
stuff.
But his real money was with Sean King,
maybe.
Right? And she's still with
and
him.
All, and also, I mean, you know, all the money
the
really came
money.
After the divorces when he was at CNN.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
You know?
But
I
just
mean,
listen to him talk.
Hi, everybody. Larry King here. I got a big announcement I want to share with you.
Auto-tune him. Do
something. Do
something.
Look, I can't say I'm the closest of anybody in this room to Larry King's age. I know it's 30 years, but I am close to his age, and I will tell more like 20 years. Thank you very much.
That's nice of you.
But I'm going to tell you that I hope that I have the presence of mind to exit stage left.
Oh, we'll,
when the
we'll
time
tell
happens.
You. We'll tell you. Know, and that was Johnny Carson's biggest fear, based on one person, Bob Hope. Johnny
Do you know
and
what
Bob
I,
Hope
you know
did
how
not
I feel
get
about
along.
It, though.
Yeah.
The way I feel about it now is I am enjoying it so much, and this is the truth that I'm now thinking about it. I like doing what I do.
Mike,
I
you don't have to think about it. We're going to do it as long as God lets you do it.
That's right. And the day that you start embarrassing yourself. There's gonna be a lot of how shall we say, internet trouble on our end.
I love it.
Now this is a pretty brilliant thing. Deadpool movie is what, 2 years old
yes,
now?
Yes.
They're getting ready, I guess, for to remarket it. So for the holidays, they're re-releasing Deadpool at a PG-13 rating. Mm. They're re-editing it to get kids to go see it. And
right.
to spin it, they did a new trailer with, of course, Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds, but also Fred Savage is in it because of his connection with the Wonder Years. Tell me this isn't great.
Why am I here?
You're in a PG-13 version of Deadpool. Filtered through the prism of childlike innocence.
I'm a grown man.
And nobody
man.
Does childlike innocence like you, Fred. Nobody. I need you almost as much as you need me.
I don't need you at all.
You need me to untie you. Once we're done.
Once upon a Deadpool.
Kind of prefer Marvel movies.
We are Marvel.
Yeah, but you're, Marvel licensed by Fox. It's like if the Beatles were produced by Nickelback. It's music, but it sucks.
You were nicer as a kid.
Rated PG-13. Limited engagement in theaters December 12th.
How great is it that Deadpool has been smartly marketing itself since it was released?
Wow.
I love that.
Very
I
cool.
Love that.
Very, very, very cool. Funny.
He
I love
says,
that.
Yeah, it's Marvel marketed by Fox. You know, whatever.
Marvel marketed by Fox.
All right,
fantastic.
Mike, can you name this sound?
It's a... It's an electronic sound that is used on some sort of device.
No, it is the Taco Bell bong. This is the Taco Bell bong.
I was okay? wrong.
Well, when they had and the
Yo Taco, Bell,
Taco Bell. Well, they did something brilliant. Now, I did not know this, but Big Ben, the tower clock in London, is undergoing repairs and will be silent until 2021. Mm-hmm. For years, it chimed on the hour.
All
and
right.
Taco Bell just opened their first store in London, England. So what they did is they hid in rickshaws sound systems all around Big Ben. And when it turned noon, I think this was yesterday or the day before, when it struck noon, they played the Taco Bell bong playing the Big Ben sound. So if you were anywhere near Big Ben, you're not supposed to hear this for another 15 years or so. This is what you heard all around London. And they hide. hired an engineer. That's actually an auto-tone version of the bong.
The Taco Bell bong.
And then so people were not... Genius. They totally blew their mind.
Genius marketing.
Taco Bell was good marketing too.
All the people of London went, Americans.
That's right. What about the Brexit?
And then all of those speakers played this.
Hi, everybody. Larry King here. I got a big announcement I want to share.
Big announcement.
All right. And let us close with this. I love Martin Short. And here he is discussing Thanksgiving is different. Thanksgiving is different in Hollywood.
Thanksgiving in Hollywood is very weird now because of all the scandals, and you know, stars are afraid to say, "Can you pass the breast or thighs?" I mean, you don't want it.
Don't even bring it up.
No. And now if someone unbuttons their pants under the table, you don't know if they're full or just lonely. You know.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Have a great and safe long weekend. That's your Magic Audio Vault.
Yay, everybody. Have a happy Thanksgiving. That's the Audio Vault thing. No, that's it.
That's the new audio separator.
Play the music. Thank you very much. I made it to the finish line. That's it. Yay. I got another one in the can. Safe travels to everybody, to all of our listeners. Thank you from the heart of our bottoms for listening and supporting the show. We truly, truly appreciate that. Thanks to everybody on my crew, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Ponyboy, Matt Bloom, Maddie, Leslie,
Diego.
Our video editor, Diego,
yes.
Mac, all the
Zoolander.
People, Zoolander. Am I missing anybody?
Yes, today, a surprise appearance in the kitchens by Josh Murphy.
Josh Murphy,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's great. Married Josh Murphy. Good
yes.
man.
Uh-huh.
All hands we appreciate that. It, and we do appreciate all of our listeners. It's always great to do our live show right before Thanksgiving because it reminds us that we have the greatest listeners in the free world. Enjoy your Star Wars movies. Enjoy your comic books. And for the love of God, enjoy your furries. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying, happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan, wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a bingo.